You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 11, Ode to Billy Joe by Bobby Gentry. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Today, we're taking a look at Bobby Gentry's Ode to Billy Joe, a song that reflects how desensitized to death society is becoming, and a song that also contains a mystery to which there is no definitive solution. But first, let's take a look at the singer behind the song, Bobby Gentry. Bobby Gentry was born Roberta Streeter in Chickasaw County, Mississippi, on July 27, 1944, and lived most of her younger years in poverty. After her grandmother traded one of their cows for a neighbor's piano, 7-year-old Roberta composed her first song, My Dog Sergeant is a Good Dog, and at the age of 13 moved to Arcadia, California to live with her mother and to begin a career singing in local country music clubs. Roberta changed her name to Bobby and took the last name Gentry, inspired by the 1952 film Ruby Gentry. In 1964, after education both at UCLA and at the Los Angeles Conservatory of Music, Bobby recorded her first songs, Ode to Love and Stranger in the Mirror, and continued to work the country music club circuit. In 1967, Bobby recorded her debut single for Capitol Records, Mississippi Delta, along with a B-side, Ode to Billy Joe. The song itself was a demo version, but the producer simply added some strings and orchestration to the track before putting it on the flip side of the single. Oddly enough, it was the B-side that got the disc jockey's attention, and before long, for 4 weeks in August and September 1967, it topped the singles charts and sold 3 million copies.
June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
The song tells the story of a family in the Mississippi Delta discussing over dinner the death of Billy Joe McAllister, who commits suicide by jumping off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Gentry's point of the song is the unconscious cruelty that the family shows in their offhanded discussion of the suicide, but it's the mystery of Billy Joe that seems to rise above Gentry's intentions for the song. As the details of the suicide are revealed to the family, it doesn't seem to affect anyone at the table, except the narrator, who we learn was likely Billy Joe's girlfriend. We also learn that she and Billy Joe were seen the day before the suicide, throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. What that something is not revealed in the song and has never been revealed since the song's release. And because of this, there are many theories as to what was thrown off the bridge, as well as the reasons for the suicide.
Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
In one theory, the item thrown from the bridge is a baby, the result of an unwanted pregnancy between the narrator and Billy Joe. The guilt of killing his child is too much for Billy Joe, and he commits suicide the next day. Another theory says that the item thrown from the bridge is a ring to symbolize the narrator's negative response to a marriage proposal, which again causes Billy Joe to jump.
Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
The most likely theory is that the narrator and Billy Joe were throwing flowers off the bridge together. This is supported by lyrics in the last verse, which takes place a year later and finds the narrator still picking flowers on Choctaw Ridge and throwing them off the bridge that Billy Joe killed himself from.
Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Incidentally, the Tallahatchie Bridge was in fact a real bridge until its collapse in 1972, and the bridge was only about 20 feet above the surface of the water, which was not deep enough to cause injury. And in 1976, a film adaptation was created which offered up yet another explanation. Billy Joe was homosexual and killed himself out of fear and confusion of his sexuality. In the film, the object thrown off the bridge was a rag doll.
A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.